CG Dolan, just vacuums, gutters, and Jesus. I'm sitting at a cluttered kitchen table, envisioning, of all things, sagebrush. These mighty forms that uniquely grow west of me, whispering old tales in the wordless air off the east shores of the Columbia. Ghastly blues, dusty greens crowning their braided and gnarled forms. A knock, then a pattering sound from the door. And I look through the window and see a quaint old lady with humble blouse at the foreground of a timeless gray day. I open and greet her, and she says, "Would you like to talk about Jesus Christ?" And to this, of all things, those that come to this door, they don't come asking for flour or sugar. They don't come to remark on how courageously the local marmots helm through our sloshy ravines. They don't remark or push me to notice a rare pink of a sunset that I have been too darkly sequestered to note. And to this, of all the things one could think to ask, not to name El Elyon, Elohim, Adam, Kadmon, Keter, Yahweh, Yehovah, no, not these words, and certainly not those severed by their swords, no, not Zeus, Odin, Dagda, Marduk, Baal, Perun, Ra, and certainly not of the endless goddesses such as embodied in her luminous eyes, no, not Namu, Ishtar, Asherah, Sirduin, Freya, Ilmatar, Gaia, but of all things, Yeshua, the Jesus of Nazarene, the one who walked far from here, the one whose name came on ships, the fair but scarred, flowing brown-haired Jesus, whose water was wine, whose loving embrace with Mary Magdalene escaped their lips when the bristle cones birthed themselves in the Ilya. She asks me another question, but it meets my ears as if she were under the baptismal waters of the Columbia. And I think once more of the dry and daunting sagebrush, how they rub lichen on gusts of wordy air. I envision how rigidly they sway and how many men they've heard bearing great names of the great things that they have never seen.